This is our final question, Sachin. It has two parts. In any elaboration on the consciousness being conscious of itself meditation on a former U.S. chat, as well as an elaboration after a live stream, you have said, quote, "So the daydream and the night dream exist because of my consciousness. If I was not conscious, nothing would exist," end quote. In the same audio, you have said, quote, "That existence is no different than consciousness," end quote. Question, please elaborate how existence is no different than consciousness.
Well, when I say existence, I'm talking about your beingness. And the beingness belongs to that is the source of consciousness. If you were not be, or I don't know how to say it in English, if you did not exist, the consciousness would not be there. You would not be conscious of anything. So the world only exists because of your being conscious of it. And who is being conscious of it? Your beingness, your existence. Now, beyond this existence that is conscious of the universe, of the creation, manifestation, there is a subtler existence that holds all of that together. Now, which is no different at all. It's just a different in subtlety. It's like five elements, how every element has a more subtlety or more grossity than the other one. So when a soul is born as a body or not in the body, that soul's beingness creates this manifestation or becomes aware of this manifestation. But when this I amness is, we really become very familiar with it, even the I amness and the consciousness that I amness is made out of, it melts into the infinite existence, infinite or absolute, they call it. So, I'm sorry if I'm getting too deep and it's going to be really hard to understand, but this is why we talk about I am. The I am that I'm talking about is that beingness, that or consciousness, which is one and the same. But when it's held, it goes to a subtler existence, which is the totality. It really goes beyond measurement. And that we call the silence, peace, stillness. And that's the one that Jesus said, be still and know. Because the knowing is infinite now at that point. It is not a limited knowing. But in order to get to the subtlest part of our totality, we need to go through the being, I am. And in order to do that, you have to have more attention in the I am alone, that I am, than I am this and I am that. From the moment we wake up in the morning, we say, I am awake. I have a lot to do. I have an appointment. I have to fix food. I have to drive to the school. And that has to be reversed in some degree by just I am, just being, beingness. And then when you go to the pure consciousness, being conscious of itself, which is the same as beingness, then it transcends itself to an immeasurable state of total being. And that is the enlightenment that realized people talk about. I am really surprised that a handful of people on the chat have capacity to even hear what is being said here. Because this is not a normal conversation, because it has nothing to do with the creation or manifestation. We are talking about the naked truth of who we are and how to realize it. And just the fact that you were guided to call on the chat shows your capacity, whether the mind rejected, accepted, or even does not have the capacity to behold it. Anything else?
Yes, there is a second part to that same question. In the deep sleep we exist, there's being without awareness. How can there be existence in a deep sleep without awareness?
There is always awareness. It's just that you are interpreting awareness differently. You're interpreting the awareness as consciousness, being conscious of something. It doesn't matter if we are in deep sleep, we still exist. That existence is the totality of existence, because there is no beingness or consciousness in it. And that is the reason, as Ramana would say, you get up in the morning and you say, I had a very deep sleep. Who had the very deep sleep if consciousness was not there? That's something to contemplate on. Even a corpse it still is in consciousness. It still is with one with consciousness. Just because it's not moving does not mean it's out of it. This is why I say, you know, when we look at the birds, the trees, and or enlightened souls and or avatars, we are no different than the birds, the corpse, the avatar, as far as the consciousness is concerned, because there is only one consciousness that has all the manifestation as that. So when we look at an animal, all we can say is, if there is one consciousness, what can this be? And we realize that we have absolutely no separation from that animal at all. In reality, if you ignore the form of different forms, or different characters, you come back to the base of one consciousness, acting as different entities, like one dreamer acting as so many entities in the dream. We see our mother in the dream. It's really us, it's really the dreamer. There is no mother there. It's the dreamer that created the mother, the father, the house, the events in the dream. So in the daydream, there is only one consciousness that created all of these entities. But we are that consciousness, even though we find ourselves to be an entity only. And this is what the spiritual path is, to make us realize that yes, we see entities, but can we also imagine we are the dreamer of all of these entities, since there is only one consciousness?